relaxing in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5 for the Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins and our engineer, Lee Kay. And
bonjour.
Welcome, everyone.
Morning,
good
Tony.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
And as always, the purpose of the show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, Ricky, of course, these are the fine people that keep us here.
You're right, Tony. Good morning to everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Hike Menville and Grubbs, Coca-Cola, Shirtie Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And we encourage call-ins. If you want to give us a call at 367-1240, you can also listen to us online. That's right. We're streaming at www.kane1240.com, and anywhere in the world you can listen to us. And you can now listen to Kane on FM band 107.5 and listen to Kane on your smartphone, laptop, home computer, iPod, tablet, etc. And put us on that desktop so we're easy to just click and to pick us up. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. And, Ricky, with freshwater and saltwater fishing, what's shaking, my man?
Tony, I hadn't heard too much about the saltwater. Talked to a guy yesterday. He'd been catching a few crossing Marsh Island on the island, catching them on a small spinnerbait, some nice redfish. And he was saying, well, boy, Rick, after two or three fish, a redfish is so strong that, you know, even if you put on a brand-new bait, after a couple of fish, they just demolish your bait, you know.
And I wonder if that's the same person, because I talked to someone earlier in the week, and they
could
said
be, Tony.
They'd gone out. They'd gone out to in the on the island, that's, you know, it. Through the canals and channels.
That's right, because he was a little concerned if it was rough, how rough it was going to be crossing. You know, we were discussing that, and I told him, I said, well, one to three, you should be all right, you know, in a medium-sized boat. But he told me he'd been catching. So
same thing I'd heard. Not much of the specs. Hopefully, the little cooler weather. Hopefully in the not-too-distant future will bring some of those specs moving them around.
Yeah, earlier in the week, Tony, we're supposed to be getting a little break, so hopefully that'll work out, turn the wind out to north, knock down the humidity, and it should get a little better.
Yeah, and with the cooler weather comes the north wind, too.
That's right. So oh, yeah. Make that water
that.
Move. That's it.
You're right about
the basin,
that.
Tony, has jumped up a little bit. I was telling you we discussed that before we came on the air. It was 6'1", 6 foot. It's coming up to about 6'6", 6'8". I don't know what's maybe it's just a little water push before that north wind comes in. But last week in the basin, I had a couple of my friends went out, and he just asked me not to say where, but it's out of Benoit, and they did real good on sockeye. They caught 32 nice-sized sockeye. We call them saddle blankets. That's the big ones.
And the basin's got to be on fire a little bit,
yeah.
Isn't it, Rick?
It is.
Because, I mean, after.
And another good spot, Tony, I went last week and I did real good, which I said that Thursday when we had the show Friday, is Grevenberg. Grevenberg is good right now. They're catching a few sockeye. I went in there. I didn't sockeye fish because I'd forgot my jig pole. But I did real good on bass. And in the lake, I'm going to try to go to the lake after the show today. I was telling you that earlier. And I got my batteries charging right now. So hopefully, and I hadn't been to the lake in a while, Tony, but we got a little north wind dragging right now, excuse me, and it should be good.
Well, with that, I finally looked up the final stats of the CCH tournament. Of course, I don't know if the guy who caught the lone tag redfish this summer, the first weekend for the Silverado truck, it held up. But don't know if he passed that polygraph. You got to take a polygraph.
Oh, yeah.
The heaviest overall speckled trout in the area, in the southwest area, was Lori Ardwin. And for that, she's got a 2140 Sport Nautic Star, 150 horsepower Mercury four-stroke. You know, the next three heaviest fish, one per division win, a 1910 RG Nautic Star with a 90 horsepower Mercury four-stroke. So, I mean, for $35, what an investment.
Yeah, you're looking in between 18 and 25 grand, Tony.
Yeah, and Kevin Mesh was one, and Sean Day was the other one. In the Flounder area, and I'm just giving some of the local areas, but Michael Fesco won it. He had not quite a 6-pound flounder, and he wins a 16-foot well-built 40 horsepower Mercury presented by Deakey. Anyway, Mangrove Snapper, Eric Valenciano, and he 13 pounds with that mangrove. Also, the lemonfish, our boy Jansen Weaver.
He caught that early in the game.
Oh,
huh?
He did. Yeah. 91 pounds. That's going to be hard to top.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those fish don't get too much bigger than that.
That's some good fillet.
And he got a $5,000 offshore tackle package. Yeah. So heads up to him.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
In the Dolphin, it was Todd Reed with a 33-pounder. And he also got a $5,000 offshore package. Red Snapper was Walter Kane. He got another $5,000 offshore package. He had a 27.40 Red Snapper. In the Kayak Southwest, Michael Godley had a 2.56 fish, and he's going to get a Hobby Mirage Compass. And in the youth division, in that division, you know, they had only 14 young people signed up for in the Southwest division, and they're going to pick out the hat. All you had to do was catch a fish. And I think their sponsorships were paid by Academy. The winners, as they pick at random, a 14-foot well-built with a 15-horsepower Mercury and a McLean trailer. So, and I want to say somebody in this area 2 or 3 years ago won one, you know, and picked his name out the hat.
Yeah.
And,
I want to say he was 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah, something like that.
He did.
He won a nice little skiff.
Yeah, he won a Joe boat and a nice little Mercury motor.
Skiff and boat and all
and
that.
Trailer. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now, turn it around to our bait of the day, Rick. What we got here, man?
Tony, that is a Jean LaRue. It's kind of like a little speed crawl.
Is that like Marie LaRue?
I was telling you earlier, that's my go-to bait. And then if you shake it, you can hear the little click.
Yeah, just like a crawfish.
And then when a crawfish...
Sound like a PCV valve.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're right, Lee. So when a crawfish in the real world, you know, and if they're in the lake, they probably won't make it that long. But I was telling you earlier... The little click you hear, Tony, and a lot of people don't realize it's underwater. When they kick their tail and go backwards, it makes a little click. So that little bait right there with that little built-in rattler, it does a real good job. You know, you get a pack of eight. Now, they're a little expensive. They're about $1 a piece. But when you need a good fish and a big fish, I go to that Jean LaRue, that crawfish, and it really does the trick.
Now, that color there is kind of a dark brown or bronze.
Called green pumpkin.
Green pumpkin.
Green
okay.
pumpkin.
It doesn't look green to me. I must be colorblind.
Yeah, no, well, it's dark, Tony. But anyway, that's the bait of the day, Jean LaRue, and that's my go-to bait when it slows down. Like if you get a front come through, Tony, and the next day it's bluebird, you just pitch that baby beside the cypress trees and hold on, you know. Sometimes you gotta finesse fish with them and you know, the bite's tough.
And that's a bait you can pretty much buy anywhere in any kind of tackle shop.
Right? Yeah, pretty much you're leading tackle shops, you know, I order them sometimes through a place out of Kentucky.
And you get 8 to 10 a pack?
You get eight in a pack and about $1 a piece, Tony. A pack of those will run you around, you know, between $7.99 and $8.99 a piece for a pack. But
you use that
Just about, not every trip I go, but I'd say 90%, 9 out of 10.
Well, when you're throwing out there, Rick, of course, depending on you're fishing for bass, how often do you may change your bait when you're fishing?
Well... Last week, you know, I didn't change my bait much. I rigged up two of my nicest rods and ended up breaking one, a $200 rod. So I was kind of upset. And, well, it happens. And you know what? It was just a week right outside of warranty, Tony. But it happens. I mean, well, okay. It'll be all right.
You saved the reel.
Oh, no, I took the reel off and put it on another rod quickly because. And it's just a freak accident, Tony, the way it happened. And that's just how it goes, you know. But, you know, that was one of my favorite rods. It was a ducket rod, and they're not cheap. And But I'll replace it. But anyway, yeah, that Speed LaRue, Jean LaRue, like a little speed crawl, I use this probably 8 or 9 out of 10 times, Tony. You know, you pitch it beside the structure. And like I said, depending on sometimes the bite's fast, like today when I'm going to go, I think it's going to be a good bait, you know.
But interesting that
now come Tuesday or Wednesday when we if how strong that front is, if we get a bluebird, the bite will slow down. But that's still a good go to bait.
Okay. All right. So our bait of the day.
Yep. Put out by Jean LaRue.
Anyway, with that, we're gonna take our first break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back after this.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade. Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cool. Oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole.
Porter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch football. 14 TVs and half-price drinks and free food during Saints and LSU games. The Porter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in the Barry. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours in New Iberia, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily. Check out their Facebook page for their monthly and daily pop-up schedules.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Thomas Vilken here for Emel Marine, your one-stop shop for Mercury outboard sales, parts, and service. I'd like to invite you to our end-of-the-model year and non-current model blow-up sale. These Mercury motors have huge markdowns and still have 3 full years of factory warranty. Also, come by and check out our new parts department location with everything you need for your boat, motor, or trailer. And as always, come be a part of the Emel Marine family.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-TIRE.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike Menvale and Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike Menvale and Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike Menvale and Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show, AM 1240 and FM 107.5. And Ricky, you know, last week we had an opening for 2 weekends for the red snapper season, and I never could find any info what was done last week. They had around a little over 50,000 pounds they had access to for the recreational fishermen, and it's also again starting today.
Okay.
At 12:01 a.m. this morning. I'll run through Monday night at midnight, so we'll have 3 extra days to do some fishing for red snapper this weekend. It'll be the last one, unless they,
yeah,
our good guy, the commissioner, Mr. Montesett, decides to shut things down. But they were about 50,000 pounds short.
I hadn't heard, Tony, but I know some guys, probably as we speak, and they're out there or on their way out there. They love to fish those snapper, and they'll team up and get 6 or 8 guys, you know, in a big boat. And really, if you're going to go after that type of fishing, Tony, that's the way to do it, you know, because it's to a man. If you get, you know, six or eight of you, then you can come in with a with a few, you know, a few fish.
But that means you got to have a bigger boat.
That's right. Oh,
so gas and every other expense and mileage and.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about doctors and lawyers and, you know.
Yeah, you talk about them people with the big boats.
Yeah, they, well, they write that off. Yeah.
Anyway, but we'll see. I couldn't find anything in that regard with regard to. You know, what they might have caught last weekend.
The standings,
but usually takes a few weeks to get that information out.
Yeah.
And,
and I still don't see how they do that, Tony.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess they got a survey or a way they do it, a calculation or whatever, you know.
Yeah, who's to say?
That's
you know?
It.
Anyway, you know, fishermen, they're famous for keeping their mouths shut, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, some of them aren't. They're braggadocious, but most fishermen, they don't tell you what they caught. It
no, I know a bunch of them like that. You're right.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, our fish of the day is the black drum, and the drum is also known as a drummer. Or it's a saltwater fish similar to its cousin, the red drum, and we all know what a red drum is.
Yeah.
That's the old red fish.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, most specimens are generally found in the 5 to 30-pound range. The black drum is well known for the largest of all the drum family, with some specimens reaching excesses of 90 pounds. World record black drum, 113 pounds, and something I wasn't aware of, that they are often black or gray in color, but the juvenile fish is distinctive for dark stripes over a gray body in the head. They also could be confused as a sheep's head.
Okay.
And didn't know that with a young juvenile.
I was about to ask you that. Okay.
You know, they said that with that. And usually the stripes fade and the dull gray and the fish grow to about 12 to inches to 24 inches in length. Of course, they love to feed on the larvae feed on the zooplankton, but the black drum mostly feeds on any bottom feeders. You know, if you want to catch them, mullets and crabs in shallow water, they have been reported to feed with their heads down so that their tails show above the water.
Right.
And eating, you know.
Now, Tony, the black drum, I wonder if that's as good at eating as the, you know.
I don't know. When I think of a black drum, I think mostly, pardon me, folks, but worms and those fish, you know.
Okay.
And they get pretty big.
They do. They get humongous. You're right.
You know, they are edible with moderate flavor. They're not oily.
But that's big, the big ones. I wonder about the smaller ones.
You know, over 15 pounds, they can become tough and have a consistency comparable with chicken, they say. Rather than flaky texture, many of the species of fish are younger fish and often indistinguishable. So
Tony, if you get you about a 10, 12 pounder, all right, we're gonna fillet him. Now let's leave the scale aside, and I bet with a little lemon juice and a little help, it would be all right.
Yeah, bake him too. You know, bake him or broil him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Put it on the pit. Put him on the pit.
You know, you'd be able.
Anyway,
to
I was just
it.
Thinking about that.
Yeah,
because you don't hear much about, you know, people eating black drum.
No, boy, you don't. Yeah. You don't. But I know people that love to catch them. Boy, they're great fighting fish.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Great fighting fish if you like to tug and pull and everything else. And, you know, they grow they grow moderately anywhere from 1/2 to 2 inches a year from your ages 12 to 20. And
I know in the fall, Tony, when them things move into the trash pile, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll pop lines and you think you got the bumper of a pickup truck, you know. Them things, they pull.
Oh, what? And they live up to, there's some reported, some live up to 60 years, you know, but there was a sample size taken in Louisiana a while back of around between 1,300 and 1,400 of them, and the largest individual was 50 pounds, and the oldest was about 44 years. So, you know, the black drum, that fish.
So they live a good while.
Oh, yeah, they get around, too, in that regard. So we'll see how that's going to play out. You know, with that. So we'll see how the fishing's going to come with that little cool front.
If so that's going to change something. Oh, no, it's going to change.
I agree. Anyway, also for you hunters, boy, you know, deer season's right around the corner. Boy, and you start to see them four-wheelers moving about now.
Yeah.
I know I was on the highway this past weekend. Boy, you can see them four-wheelers. Starting to move out, Rick.
That, the four-wheelers, and I call them the medium-sized tractors, Tony. They all getting, you know, scratching the ground, I guess, going to plant a little ryegrass or whatever for the deer. And, the hunters are starting to get in gear. You're right.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of hunting, we thank Villeplatte and Evangeline Parish is shut down today because squirrel and rabbit season open up tomorrow in those areas.
They take you serious, Tony.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Just like we do here, you know.
Right.
But, anyway, the rabbit, October 5th to February 29th. Of course, next year is a leap year. So that's why February 29th. Same with squirrel. It's October 5th to February 29th. The daily bag limit for rabbit is 8. Likewise, squirrel, it's 8. The possession limit's 24 apiece. That's each for rabbit and squirrel. And then, of course, they have another little spring squirrel season, but it's closed in Kisatchie National Park. But up there in that area, it's from May 2nd to May 24th, and it's 3 and 9. That's the daily bag limit and the possession limit. And that's just for a squirrel up in that area. So one of those people up in Ville Platte. Everything shut. It's just like the sugarcane festival.
They almost shut the town. Degree, yeah, you're right.
Down here, you know, that's a big time for them. And they
want to
really
say schools shut down too, Tony, on a Friday.
Oh, I think
squirrel
you might be right.
Which
you
is
might
today.
Be right.
Oh yeah.
And I'm trying to think of the other parish up in that area besides Evangeline, but there's some other areas up in there where the squirrel is. It's still pretty big. And,
yeah.
And I can't think if it maybe something further over Allen Parish and up in that area, but squirrel season. I know in North Louisiana it's still pretty big,
yeah,
too.
I know Ville Platte, though. You know, say like the squirrel capital, they call it.
Yeah, up around Ruston, those areas up there, it's still pretty big with Union Parish and Lincoln Parish up in that area, too. So, but yeah, they show quail. Now, quail season opens November 16th. That's still a few weeks away. And it also ends on February 29th. And the daily bag limit of quail is 10, and in possession is 30. And that seems like 30 seems like a pretty good number for quail. Of course, it's a small bird, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, on that similar line, it's like almost like a teal, you know. It's small, tough to hunt. But anyway, those seasons are getting underway tomorrow morning. So the hunters up there in that part of the country look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our second break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back after this.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun. Where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition.
The SureTie Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, offers a convenient way for inexpensive opportunity for you in a rental atmosphere. Are you tired of paying high rents in a poorly located unit? Rooms are fully furnished with comfortable beds, full-size refrigerators, flat-screen stoves, microwaves, free Wi-Fi, but no pets. You're protected by cameras on well-lit grounds where the owners call it home to, located in downtown New Iberia. Inquire about our weekly rates and enjoy the convenience of apartment living. It's the SureTie Apartments, located at 218 West St. Peter Street, or give us a call at 578-5298.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your one-stop shop for Mercury Outboard sales, parts, and service. I'd like to invite you to our end-of-the-model year and non-current model blow-up sale. These Mercury motors have huge markdowns and still have 3 full years of factory warranty. Also, come by and check out our new parts department location with everything you need for your boat, motor, or trailer. And as always, come be a part of the Email Marine family.
Save big bucks
on big trucks. Get 0% interest for 72 months on all F-150s.
We make it easy to save at Arsenal Ford on Highway 90, just 10 minutes from Broussard, or online 24/7 at arsenalford.com.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike Menvale and Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike Menvale and Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike Menvale and Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Your automobile. automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-TIRE.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
The Breakfast Club this week is brought to you by the Delco Market. You got to check that out on the Railroad Avenue at Bayou Carlin. All the freshest of the fresh from both the sea and the soil. And there's prepared items. There'll be live music, activities for the kids. 9 o'clock in Delcom. The Delcom Market, the fresh market, helping to make our show possible. And you never know what kind of seafood's going to be showing up. You buy it right there dockside.
Shrimp boats is a-coming, their sails are in sight. Shrimp boats is a-coming, there's dancing tonight.
Welcome back to Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5, as we delve into the final bit of the fishing show. Rick, what's shaking with the fishing this weekend with the weather and all? It's supposed to be, Lee mentioned, I think, earlier in the broadcast that the high today is going to be pushing 94, which will set another record.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the shade. All I need is the north wind. It can be a little warm.
You'll bring one of those
we've got some cloudies.
One of those little battery fans.
Be a little cloudy.
No.
Don't be too busy
Sprays
for that.
A little water on you.
No. They got some big cypress trees in the lake. I'll get on the shady side.
You're right about that. Yeah. Good fishing, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I can get my drains moving, I should do good, Tony.
Well, you know, the water's going to be warm up in that upper port, probably be in the mid-80s, yeah. You know, 84, 85.
And I'm going to be fishing, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 6 foot. What's that, Lee?
Listen to this, guys. Tomorrow, a weak dew point boundary expected to drop to the coast on Saturday.
Yeah.
What you will notice is that the humidity levels will be dropping. You will feel a bit cooler.
That's right.
But the temperatures will again max out in the 90s, but it won't feel quite as...
Now, Lee, Monday, they're calling for a lot of rain. I don't want to put you on the spot. No? Kind of like a dry front?
40%.
Okay, well, we'll get
a little
rain.
Which is not huge. Okay. We're going to get some rain, but it looks like it's going to be moving quick.
Somebody will. Okay. Yeah. Now, Tuesday is supposed to be nice, huh, Lee?
Yes.
Okay.
And Wednesday...
Good.
You know, 80s, upper 80s, daytime. And then Thursday, we got another front coming for the Gumbo Fest.
I was fixing to say, okay.
So good timing there, huh?
Yeah, perfect.
Well, good.
Hopefully they help out the chamber and drink a lot of adult beverages.
Yeah, beverages.
And eat a lot of gumbo.
That's it.
Oh, so man.
But, Tony, my game plan is, I'm sorry for cutting you off, I'm going to try to, after the show, get a few things knocked out, and I'm going to try to make it out to the lake. Hadn't been to the lake in a while, but I got a feeling it's going to it's going to turn out good today for the fishing-wise.
Yeah, anything particular you're looking for?
Oh, I'm going to fish bass.
Okay.
Yeah, strictly bass. Yeah.
And going to bring some of your newfound bait of the day?
I got a half a box in the truck, so, oh, yeah. They're already sitting, how do they say that, in the driver's seat. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the tides for this weekend, today, Friday the 4th, the sun rose in southwest past Vermilion Bay at 7:03 and sunset at 6:49, so the days are getting a little shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
When we're looking at that daylight savings time, is that going to be the end of the month, I think, daylight savings time is going to kick in? Where we're going to
fall back, yeah.
Pick up.
Yeah, that's October. The old Columbus Day was October the 12th, but I think they celebrate it on Monday now.
And I noticed, Tony, when you get up of a morning, I know y'all noticing that too, it's not as light.
No.
In other words, the daylight's falling back a little further, you know.
And in the evenings, like I went out to put my garbage the other night, it's 7 o'clock, it was getting dark.
It's starting to get dark.
Sunrise is not until 7 and 7 o'clock, 7:01.
Right.
That's right. So anyway, with that, anyway, tomorrow, Saturday, well, I forgot to tell you, the only, believe it is, only low tide, only tide of the day today is going to be a little after 3 this afternoon, and we'll have 11 hours and 46 minutes of sun.
That's going to be a low tide, Tony. I'm sorry.
That's right, low tide at 3:04.
3:04, okay.
And that's the only tide of the day.
All right.
Meanwhile, tomorrow, Saturday, the 5th, the sun is going to rise at 7:03 and set at 6:48 in the high and low tide chart. We'll see that the high tide will be at 12:18, and that's in the morning now, and right after midnight, and then the low tide will be at 4:15 in the afternoon, 11 hours and 45 minutes of sun. Then comes Sunday, the 6th, the sun's going to rise at 7:04 and set at 6:47 in the high and low tide chart. The high tide will be at 1:33 again in the morning, a little after midnight, an hour, 90 minutes or so, and the low tide will be at 5:28, 11 hours and 43 minutes of sun. The average water temperature in Southwest Pass Vermilion Bay, not too bad, 84 degrees.
Kind of hanging
and,
on.
Pretty much. So, Rick, so hopefully the saltwater fishermen with those little cool snaps, you know, they really calls them cold. I think that's the distinction.
Well, the speck fishing.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
November the 3rd, daylight.
Savings time.
Yeah. Okay. November the 3rd.
Fall back. Yeah.
So fall back. So we're looking at right at about a month.
Almost. Yeah, you're right, Tony.
And we'll fall back in that regard. And I'm sorry, Rick, what were you saying?
Well, just like I said, we'll try to make it out to the lake. And hopefully we'll have a good report next week. And fishing, it should be good. I know the basin. Well, the basin's jumping up a little bit. That'll knock them down. Coming up about a half a foot, Tony, like I was saying earlier. So that's why I decided I had a couple of good spots around Bow Bayou I wanted to try, but I'm going to wait till probably after this front. Now, they're projecting next week for the basin to start back on a slow drop, so the basin to turn back around and get good again.
Well, hopefully that'll all come into play, and hopefully the saltwater fishing will get a little better.
Oh, it's going to pick up. Yeah, the speck fishing is right around the corner. It's got to be.
And the salinity, hopefully, will be improved, too, so that drives them into spawning and everything else.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Get them in a feeding frenzy. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Feeding mode. Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course, Rick, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people, too.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doors Heating and Cooling, Hikemanville and Grubbs, Coca-Cola, Sherrtile Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.
Hey, you know, we got our pocket guides. We're still giving them out, so check some of those, I guess, sponsors of the pocket guide. Tonight, football, high school football on Kane Radio, AM 1240 and 107.5. It's Catholic High traveling to Youngsville to take on the Ascension Episcopal Blue Gators in a big district matchup. Airtime around 6:40 and kickoff at 7 p.m. And big game for the Panthers. You know, I told Coach on his show Monday night that this is probably for the district championship. He said, no, Franklin's also got a pretty good squad. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. Big game for the Panthers in that regard. So, Rick, anyway, tell our folks we have a safe weekend, and we'll be back here next Friday.
Yes, sir.
And see you then.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.